the morning I eat the rest of Jan's muffins, the Predator snaps its throat. Oh, the radiator snaps its throat, and I shove blades of bread in the toaster. The mild sun, the mild dog hairs on my lap, the blackened TV uncrackling in the foyer. In August, when we brought the couch in, Alex bent his hip while Jan cooked red peppers on the stove. I said, "Are you sure it'll fit?" And Alex said, "We have to try. I mean, we have to. Now this house has a couch we don't sit on." And Jan keeps the butter out on the table in the winter. The radiators whistle and pop remind me of my feet beneath water. Jasmine comes over and says, "Have you ever been snorkeling?" I say no. She tells me there are fish whose bodies arc wild with rainbows. The front porch is green and mint, a block lighter. There are no fish in our neighborhood, but there is a seafood market. In summers, my open mouth, the neighbor's small dog peeing in the bush. In summers, Jan smokes with her hair in the ponytail, and I think about all the heat splash, what nerve it took to get us here, strain and mattress, and all the soft bodies we love, bumping wonton and bear need at our dinner table. When Aaron comes home in December, we sit at the wobbly table across from each other and eat carrots from a plastic bag. I can tell he loves me because he doesn't look at the crackled ceiling and eats baby carrots after baby carrots and touches the tip of my head. When our dishwasher breaks, we drink orange juice from the flower vase, and I snore in my sleep and dream about wander and shoulder blades and milk. I used the roller skate when my feet were tinier, and I loved the different house with green shutters. Most mornings I wake and wipe my neck with paper towels in the dark. Most mornings I dump sugar cubes into orange mug and scratch my unwashed hair.